Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a lot of people they don't like the way we play. They don't like, they call us dirty. They call us nasty. They call us bullies. So no, I would like to take this time to apologize to absolutely no one. We're the double champs. We do what the we want. Let's go.
You know what? If they're going to give WWE speeches, I'm into it. It's fine. That's pretty good.
They're making me want to root against them.
Well,
this is sure. They're going to be the villains.
Sure, that makes that's all well and good. Hey, it's Jeremy and Joe. Good morning, everybody. And you know, hey, we're here. It's a Monday. It's hot, and you know, we're doing what we can here.
How about the NHL now is the league with the dynasties, and the NBA is parody. 7 different champions in 7 years in the NBA.
What's better?
The dynasties.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I'd rather have what the NHL has had, which is the same teams going. Yeah, I think that's better than 7 different teams. Like, I don't know, you build more rivalry in the final rounds of it, and I don't know. I think I prefer the same teams, honestly. The more I'm experiencing it.
Yeah, I get that. What's you know, the NFL, what does the NFL have? The perfect mix?
The NFL, it just feels like it's too much. It's too much on one side.
Yeah.
Too much Kansas City.
The Chiefs have 3 titles.
Spread it out, man. Like,
yeah.
Just a little bit.
I don't know. I feel like
the 3 titles, they've been to 7 straight AFC championships.
That's right. That's
right. And 5 Super Bowls.
Yes.
That's too many.
That's right.
Too many. Like, if you want to, you can win your 3. Just don't go to 2 others and be in every AFC title.
Right.
Give me a couple years of a break.
I mean, hey, what it takes is somebody else to knock them out of there. You know, in the case of dynasty versus every, you know, new teams every year, dynasties definitely get remembered more. Like 7 NBA champs in 7 years. If I were to try and spin through all 7, could I do it? I probably would get there. But it's easy to remember, like, who's been winning all the cups. It's like, oh, the Panthers and the Lightning and the Blackhawks won a bunch and the Kings won a bunch and, you know,
the Penguins won a bunch.
Yeah.
Like, how many teams in the last 15 years in the NHL only won one? It's not a ton.
The Blues.
The Blues won one.
The Bruins. Sorry, I just want to say that. Like, the Bruins got one.
And the Avalanche.
All those years of being good, the Bruins got one.
Is that it? Teams that only won one? Because I got 7 in the NBA.
Yeah.
That have done it recently where, like, they only won one. It was a one-off. Vegas is the other one.
That's right, Vegas.
But that's the list.
Yeah. 803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550 to join us, Jeremy and Joe. One thing I was going to mention about, so we started the show talking about, you know, injuries where you felt like the outcome got changed. And we've got our fair share of those locally that we know about. Who knows if Halliburton plays, if they ultimately beat the Thunder last night, but he gets injured, and it really, like, you know, puts a big wet blanket over the you know, over the entire game. Mm-hmm. Like, oh well, there's a big injury. Tatum, of course, that happened to him earlier.
Yeah,
you know, they
were down 3-1 in that series though when he got hurt.
What's the one that you believe the most? The outcome would have been different. It's really hard not to say the 06 Hurricanes.
The 06 Hurricanes.
It's because
100%.
But that's that's not only how important the player was, that's also sheer volume.
Sure.
You right. lost so many players. It's not the same as last night. In the Hurricanes series, I guess last night is the Jay McKee moment, where before Game 7, after Game 6, you learn, oh, by the way, Jay McKee's not going to play in this game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's big. But McKee on his own, all due respect to Jay McKee, that was as much everybody's already hurt. It can't be another guy. That's not Halliburton blows his Achilles during a game.
Right.
It's game seven of the NBA Finals.
No,
it's game seven of the Eastern Conference Finals. And he is the not quite the straw that breaks the camel's back, but like just another one. It's an absurd number of injuries piling up.
In hockey, that could only be like the goaltender. By the way, like a star player going out that early, because like if Briere had gone down in the first period of Game 7, like he's amazing.
He's amazing.
He's your best forward, but you know it wouldn't be, oh, you can't win without him. Like that's a little, there's more of that in the NBA with your star player. But if your goalie, like if Miller had gone down in the first period, I think that could be different.
Maybe.
And that's why
goalies get pulled and teams do win.
That's right.
I get what you're saying. I'm thinking like McDavid goes down and then, oh, well.
That would be that.
How are you going to win without that guy?
That would be that. No, but right. It's the volume of it, because I fully believe they would have won that series. They had the lead going into the third period with four AHL defensemen.
Right. But that was luck. It really was luck.
In that game, it was.
Carolina's goal was lucky. The Sabres got a Jochen Hesch special behind the net. I know.
He tried to do that. He always tried to do that.
That's right.
But then even too, like, right, with that Carolina team, it's why I still kind of hate them, because they were able to win, because after all those Sabres defensemen get hurt, we just went through it in the first hour, the Oilers are down to their third string goaltender in the finals. That was an 8 seed, by the way, and you got their third string goalie. Yeah, that's the team. That's definitely the team. Because the other ones, like, I think, and even that one to some extent, you don't really know. It's easy to make an argument. It's easy to imagine last night going Indiana's way if Halliburton doesn't get hurt, right?
Yep.
The no exclamation point by the Thunder. It was moderately close. I mean, the Pacers had the lead going into halftime, and most of that half they played without him. So you could see them winning if he's on the court. Joe Marino from Locked On Bills tweeted in the example that I think we mentioned, the Brock Purdy in the NFC Championship against the Eagles.
Yep.
I could have foreseen that. But I don't know, right? Like, it was so early in the game. Like, when does Brock Purdy go down against the Eagles in that NFC Championship and they have to play without a quarterback?
Early.
And
the backup got hurt, too.
Right. They had to play the game without a quarterback.
And Purdy had to go in with the inability to throw a ball, which was
right. And now they're playing Wildcat, and he's just handing the ball off. So that's one where, like, you can't even take anything from the game and use it to evaluate, like, what it would have looked like.
Right.
But some of these other ones, I feel like last night, I feel like Carolina in 06, like, I feel like I can make a real argument. Like, they're not winning these. There's a good argument they're not winning those games if the other team's guys don't get injured.
The Bills have, the last 2 years, the Bills have this a little bit, and they would have won the game. I'm not sure what percentage of Bills fans, do they beat the Chiefs if they have healthy linebackers, finger quotes there. Like, because they had a bunch of injuries going into the Chiefs game that was here 2 years ago, they lose.
Sure.
And A.J. Klein is playing off the street. If they're healthy, do they win that game?
Yeah.
There are plenty of Bills fans that think yes. I'm not exactly convinced. I don't think – it's probably a lot like Halliburton last night. Like, they would have had a much better chance. I don't know I'm all the way to, oh, they would have won if only that, you know, a couple guys were healthy. Last year, Benford. Do you have they would have won if Benford doesn't get hurt? They might have a better chance.
They have a better chance.
I don't know if you get all the way to they would have won.
The 2 years ago, the linebackers example is closer to that for me, because that Chiefs offense was so average in all their other playoff games and regular season games that it almost feels like it had to be because you had linebackers off the street. Because that's also what they attacked the whole game. So, but right, like, that's one where it's tough to play that hypothetical, because that's from the get-go. Like, you knew going in, those are your linebackers. So The Chiefs had all week to prepare for that, and they had a plan of attack. If Bernard plays in that game and Milano was healthy for that game, then Andy Reid cooks something else up. I don't think he's attacking the linebackers the same way that he did, where that was their whole game plan. So I wouldn't even say it about that one, but I would listen to it more than I would listen to last year. Benford going out. Remember, Benford was getting beat on the first drive of that game, I think, before he went out, wasn't he?
They might have hit one pass on him that's a really good pass, but I'm not so sure he's getting beat.
I think football defense, though, is tougher to go, oh, well, we would have won that if. That's more, we would have had a better chance.
Yeah.
If your quarterback goes down, then I feel like I'm more willing to say that.
803-0550, our phone number, if you want to join us, 1-888-550-2550. Have had a couple different suggestions, a couple different names here about, you know, a guy got hurt and it changed who would have won the title. Baseball, football, whatever you want, you can have it. I mean, one of these where you and I had gone through like the history of the Super Bowl and then there's going through the championship games.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go really far down the whatever rabbit hole, do Bills fans of the 90s Bills, the Super Bowl 25 Bills, would they have beaten the Niners?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because the Niners lost Joe Montana on the way to that game.
Mm-hmm.
And the Giants had a late fumble and a field goal. They beat the Niners with 5 field goals.
Right.
And Joe Montana got knocked out of that game.
Right.
If Montana doesn't get knocked out, I don't know if the Niners finish the job. And then it's Bills-Niners in Super Bowl 25. And then what happens? You know, like sometimes you can drive yourself crazy or have fun with it, whichever you want. Thinking about, oh, if only that team hadn't advanced because that quarterback got hurt, that wasn't as good of a matchup. I don't know. You can go pretty far.
Well, because that's tougher because, like, would they have beaten Joe Montana? They didn't beat Hostetler.
Right, that's right. But they would have faced a different defense instead of
that's true.
Belichick in his, you know, legendary performance with Parcells that day. Like, it's just different.
Right. Guys on the other side of it, would they have beaten Hasek if he's the Senators goalie in 06?
It's a good question.
Because that happens too, right? Where teams think we're on our way to winning the title and the guy gets hurt like earlier in the season or like midway through the season. Because I don't know about the Montana one would be the Chris Berman Super Bowl, right? That he had been begging for forever.
Yeah, he predicted Bills Niners 100 times.
It's a different looking game, I'm sure. Right? It's not slowed down. Maybe it's more of a gunfight, and maybe the Bills are able to win it that way.
Maybe.
So it's certainly possible. That's not one where I would ever say though, well, if only they played Joe Montana in that Super Bowl, then they would have won it.
That's right.
I wouldn't quite do that.
Yeah. NHL draft is Friday. And that's the first round of the draft Friday. Decentralized draft. So some hockey stuff. Quick hockey note. Dave writes in, Vanek against Boston.
Vanek against Boston.
The Sabres are up.
Freaking ankle broken.
They're up 1-0 in the series and winning game 2.
Yeah.
And in a league where, you know, you're allowed to like just chop a guy's broken ankle. That happened, and then they lost the series in 6.
Yep. Connolly.
Connolly, of course. Connolly. So on the Sabres, all the rumors are there. We should do this soon, by the way. We've had on our to-do list a played their last game as a Sabre draft.
Yes.
And nobody's been traded yet, but
no.
We might want to do that next segment. Because
You think someone's coming?
Something's got to happen this week. Kind of has to happen this week, I think. It's the time where trades are made. We'll get more NHL trades today. Maybe there's been speculation that there'll be more action during the week because it's a decentralized draft. You're going to make your phone calls now. Because think of it this way. You're having a fantasy football draft. Which scenario gives you more trades on draft day? All 12 people in the same room or all 12 people at their houses online? Where are you getting more trades? All in the same room.
Yes.
Like, hey, anybody want this pick? Anyone want that? You can make those trades easily if you're all at a centralized location. So I think you would have the trades likely happening this week. So that's been suggested. I think that's probably right. And here's Frank Saravelli, who has been all over the Paterka rumors because Paterka's agent is working, it seems, hard. Mm-hmm. And he says he anticipates Paterka will be moved before the draft. So now we're into
before Friday.
I think it'll happen by Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the number one pick in a played their last game as a Sabre draft? I don't think he is.
Mm.
But you don't know what the Sabres will do
He's got to be one of them.
He's got to be one of them. Byram is, I think, the favorite.
Byram is the number one.
But
Byram is my number one.
Haven't we been in this spot before where we fully expect a player to be traded, and then the next thing you know, it's July, and then it's August, and then he's coming to training camp. You're like, I mean, I guess, sorry, but they just did not meet the price for what Kevin Adams is looking for.
Who would that be?
I mean, that would have been Eichel. That would have been
sure.
It would have been their pursuit of players like a top six forward. Like, oh, it's going to happen soon. When's it going to happen? They've talked about wanting a top six, and then they don't do it.
Yep.
There's another report from maybe the fourth period, which, you know, again, take any one of these with a grain of salt, whatever you want here. Mm-hmm. We could talk about rumors, or we don't have to talk about rumors. But it was kind of funny. Like, the story from them is the Sabres are aggressively exploring the trade market. Who wrote this up for
David Pagnotta. Yeah. He mentioned Marco Rossi of the Wild, I think, is one player that they've shown interest in. Who's a good player, 60 points last year, young.
And the story on what they're interested in, it's kind of one of those things where you're like, oh, they're interested in adding two top centers? Oh, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get that? When does that happen?
No, you're not. I mean, that's where are these the phone calls about Paterka? Like, hey, sure, we're willing to move him. We're now willing to talk to you about Paterka. We want your number one center. That is the, hey, they're looking to do something aggressive. They're looking to do something big. And if this guy doesn't want to be there anymore, they would probably view him as maybe their ticket to doing something big. And that's not going to be for the 12th pick in someone's third best prospect.
Right. To that point, at fourthperiod.com, Pagnotta writes, Adams is not interested in moving Paterka or Byram for future assets. Any moves he completes involving any key pieces result in immediate help in NHL talent. The Sabres are looking to add two top six forwards this offseason, with a number two center to believe to be atop their wish list. So that would put, who's the number one center? Norris?
Norris slash Kulik.
Okay. And then the number two center is
the other one?
The other guy. So, I mean, Kulik being your top line center is, again, he plays with Tage.
Going into year two, like,
I don't know, that's pretty lofty.
A team that is serious about winning doesn't go in with the plan being that the 20-year-old kid who had 9 assists last year is going to be our number one center.
Right, yeah.
Right? Like, they're open to him growing into a role and taking over somebody's job, but you don't go in with that as, well, he's got to do it. That is, right, a serious team says, no, we're not flush at that position. We should be calling about any available or potentially available center that will help us. Which is maybe why you're seeing Rossi's name out there, because I think he does play center for Minnesota, and he's, I mean, 60 points is 60 points at 23 last year. You know, it might be Paterka just in a different form. That would make sense to why you're seeing that call. I don't know, though, that they're going to get any of this done, though.
Right. It's hard to...
How much am I supposed to believe? I don't want to believe it's zero. They traded Cousins.
They did.
Like, they did trade Cousins. And they found an idea that I liked at the time, and it's tough to evaluate because we haven't seen the guy.
Yeah,
I mean, that's part of the evaluation is, though, that that was your risk. Your risk was you were acquiring a player with a lot of baggage because of the injuries. And he immediately got hurt. So that could end up looking poor on them. But at the time, I liked the idea. And I'll never want to criticize him for trying that move because Cousins was just lost. And it was the value was going down, down, down every day that passed. So his ability to do a similar type of trade involving Byram or Peterka, I want to think it's possible, but sure. I feel like I could see Peterka playing another game for the Sabres. They don't get what they want. There's nobody that's offering them what they think it's worth to do it. So they say, okay, well, we're going to come back and we're going to do it on this super short-term deal and, you know, we'll go from there. Byram, I just feel like, does anybody want it? You know, like, this the Peterka thing feels like the Sabres don't want to move him, but he wants to be gone, and they're more, like, begrudgingly being walked to the trade conversation. Byram, it just feels more like everybody's just good, like, hey, we're good here.
Well,
Byram's good here, the Sabres are good here.
That's all based on reason. Why does Byram want out? I want a bigger role. All right, well, hey, you know what? If that's in your heart, okay. Peterka, why do you want out? If, in fact, he does. Some of the story reporting is he wants to be in a bigger city. Jerk. One guy's heart is about his role. Uh-huh. One guy's heart is about the kind of place he'd like to live, maybe.
And the other thing is, like, if the Sabres are, you know, if they've got a couple of people in that room that are smart at finding who the players are that are actually good and who the guys that are not, I feel like you have a much stronger defense that Peterka's actually good than Byram is actually good, right? Byram feels like the guy you can almost trick another team into thinking, oh, this guy, like, number one defenseman capabilities. Look, he played 23 minutes for us last night.
Well,
hey, 12th in the league in even strength points for defensemen.
I have no doubt they're doing that like you're doing it in a fantasy football league. I always make my comparisons here. Like, I'm going to need number one defenseman return on this. Like, come on, buddy. Who are you really pulling it over on?
No, like, you might not, you know, but that would be why you would move him. You might not end up getting that value for him at the end of it, but you're trading him because you don't think he's nearly as good as what somebody else might think he is.
803-0550, our phone number. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring if you want. You know, hey, happy Monday. Summer's here. Days are long. It's hot outside. Sun's shining. 90s. High 80s and maybe into the 90s this week as well. And the draft is Friday. So we'll keep tracking on those rumors and getting them to you. 803-0550 on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.